The Jim Rome Show, CBS Sports Radio, CBSSportsRadio.com, broadcasting from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. I'm Dave Denholm, O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Dead zone? Yeah, what dead zone? We have so many things to talk about today, I don't even know where to start. I am Dave Denholm, in for another day, another show with my broadcast partner, Wes.
Why are you laughing already at me?
If I could paint a picture of this guy, backwards cap, golf shirt every day.
Little gangster in me.
A little. Always with the, but you got like a yellow golf shirt. You're looking like, everybody calls me Fozzie. You're looking like a Big Bird today with the yellow golf shirt and then the...
There's always some hating
on
a former model, and it happens all the time. Jealousy.
You're a tall man, so it's good to see you back. He's so dynamic, you can't miss him. Picked up 54 Twitter followers yesterday, an incredibly impressive number, considering the show is heard coast-to-coast on over 200 radio stations. Wes, do you feel like there's
so much hate? Just roll with it. If it makes me feel better,
it's
getting over five bills...
Whatever makes you feel better.
Just let it go.
Do you think there's a shortage of things to talk about today?
Absolutely not. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely not is the right answer.
Sports is the most iconic event in the world, in my opinion. You can talk about sports on a daily basis, whether it be shuffleboard and or soccer, which we will not talk about.
Well, I don't know if that's a bit hyperbolic there, Wes. You know, we got wars, we got elections, we got, you know, I mean, but it's cool. And on the positives, maybe sports are right up there. I would agree with that. As long as we can keep it positive, we'll have a good time. For those of you who don't or don't care to remember, Dave Denholm, been around the business for a while, some 20-plus years here in Los Angeles. I spent time in my hometown of Cleveland in L.A. doing shows locally, nationally. Right now, you can catch me. I've got a show called Soccer Weekly on locally in Los Angeles on Wednesday nights, but I do tweet the link out to the podcast in case you're wondering if you're around the rest of the nation. You can listen, you know, online and all that stuff, and you can hear me, and I'm at Talk Soccer on Twitter, so spelled like you would imagine. Wes, a career minor leaguer. I say that with a lot of love.
No, you don't.
You can
that
find
is the
him.
Most condescending approach to explaining who I am.
And I didn't even say it was baseball, the minor league. I'm just saying you're a career minor leaguer. But no, in all seriousness, you can find him in the Arizona Wildcats Hall of Fame. Calls college baseball, right, on ESPN and Pac-12, the Pac-12 network. Managed pro ball.
Well, that's an advancement from yesterday. Yesterday, I managed in Latin countries.
Yeah, and he proudly tells people he's had 15 co-hosts over the six-month period he worked at the B's 980
Stop
in Los
hating.
Angeles.
That just means a lot of people wanted to work with me.
I don't think that joke has as much power when I realize I'm one of those 15.
You were forced, all right? I would give that one up. You were forced.
Yeah, that's kind of like kicking myself in the rear there, but it's okay. But where do we start with? We had a massive upset at Wimbledon, which was an awesome match. We've got the freak Aaron Judge in Miami last night. Lonzo Ball is in the news again. Apparently, could he be ducking someone in a summer league game? Does that even exist? We got Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather press conference set to go down in our backyard in a couple of hours. And yes, clones, the epic temper tantrum you're going to hear about. This was so epic, I can't even say it appropriately, by fearless producer Adam Hawk on the golf course yesterday. This is not hyperbole. We are not making this up.
It was actually, it frightened me as it happened.
It was like mommy dearest scary.
Well, yeah. It was one of those where you had to stop in your tracks and say, what's going to happen next?
We were all like walking on pins and needles for like three more holes after that. After that epic meltdown. All great stuff.
What? Where did it go?
All things we're going to talk about. But the lead is easy, right? Don't bury the lead. This one is a no-brainer in the world of news and sports news. Free Slurpee Day. July 11th, the best day of the year. Free Slurpee Day at 7-Eleven. It's 7-Eleven. Mark it down on your calendar or on your GPS. It is a fantastic day, Wes.
They should be streaming us in every 7-Eleven. Forget the Sirius radio.
I got
right?
no problem with that.
They should be streaming us in every 7-Eleven across the country.
Best convenience store exclusive item. 7-Elevens, AMPMs, they sell a ton of great stuff. But the Slurpee, that's an exclusive. That's the top of the list. You can go grab a Snickers bar or a Butterfinger or 7 anywhere, right? But one place you can go grab your Slurpee.
Yeah, and have your brain freeze in about, 60 seconds?
As far as exclusive items go, it's the best, though. Yeah, suck on that, Icy.
Although I don't actually need Icy's and Slurpees.
Imposter fraud. They sell them in Targets. They used to be in Kmart's. Remember the days when you...
Kmart's?
Yeah, absolutely.
What is a Kmart?
You don't even remember what a Kmart is.
Boy, you are old.
The whole point of the promotion is you get in the store for something free, right? And then you got to buy something otherwise you wouldn't buy normally.
Where would the longest line for a 7-Eleven be on the free day? Where would the longest line be? What city?
I would imagine you'd have to look for temperatures above, you know, 80, 85 at least.
Well, you would like to think Arizona.
High humidity.
Palm Springs.
Yeah. You could probably figure that out. Palm Springs would be a good. Vegas, if, you know, I'm sure.
Detroit.
If people could pull themselves away from losing their fortunes at the craps table. Yeah. You might be probably a hot.
What, Indian casino down there?
Wherever. Any casino. I mean, in the
Those
in
are
the
friendly
desert.
Places.
You can go all over Nevada or Laughlin. I hear Laughlin's beautiful this time of year. No, but in all candor, I will be stopping on the way home at a 7-Eleven to get a Slurpee. That's in all candor. But we do move on with Aaron Judge and this home run derby.
Yes.
I did not watch a single second of that, and that doesn't matter. That's not the story. The story of the home run derby is not the home run derby, Wes. It's that Aaron Judge takes another step out into the spotlight by winning the home run derby.
I will say this. In the history of home run derbies, I think this was the most no-brainer on who was going to win in the history of Major League Baseball. it wasn't. There was zero suspense whatsoever. I mean, Aaron Judge won this with 2 minutes left.
Yeah,
what do you think
about
it? Is
that the format? They're doing it on a time clock now.
It's a timer, and then in between they bring out a Gatorade and a towel and all this, crazy stuff that we don't want to see.
Yeah.
But he had actually won with 2 minutes left.
And it's not about winning, it's how, right? This guy hits monster shots and he's been doing it all season.
Well, he's a big man. He's 6'7" and 280. I mean, stand next to him. What would you feel like if you stood next to him?
Yeah, but I mean,
it wouldn't surprise you that somebody said, hey, this dude right here actually hits the ball a long ways.
Yeah, but it's one thing to be a big guy. Steve Balboni was huge, but he hit like one ball every 18 times up. And
Balboni
went hit.
Hey, well, Balboni would be a star in today's game.
Oh, well, he would
think about
it. I don't know if he'd be a star.
He struck out, right? That's applauded nowadays.
We've got that going for
right?
him. Check, yes.
That is applauded nowadays. But listen, what Aaron Judge, what he did last night, in my opinion, was impressive. And I think for the time being, Aaron Judge is the face of baseball because it's relevant. What's happened now? What happens right now? The only people that are talking about baseball are talking about Aaron Judge.
The Mike Trout injuries kind of slowed him down that. And plus, Trout doesn't really want that, it seems, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, but it's what captures your attention right now. Retention now is more important in all sports. What keeps you watching a sport? And right now, what Aaron Judge did last night makes you want to see him tonight.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. Aaron Judge is the story. That's what's coming out of the Home Run Derby. I didn't watch a second of it. It doesn't matter. The story's bigger than the Home Run Derby.
And I will attest to this. Dave told me to turn it off.
I did. I was screaming at you via text. You guys, Adam Hawk and Wes Clements were texting like they were seventh graders. About to go out on like a blind date with two different, like they were going to double date. They were so excited about the home run derby.
Hawk's not going to be seen with me in public. So that right there is a lie.
Follow me here. I got three letters for you. DND. Do not disturb. On the iPhone group text message.
What time did you go to bed last night? About 8 o'clock?
8:41.
Oh, boy.
I remember distinctly because you guys were ripping on me for it.
I got three letters for you. OLD.
Yes, exactly. It was that all those golf swings, which we'll be talking about later.
There were a lot.
Yeah, there were a
video
lot.
Video to be posted soon.
Hey, by the way, getting going on Twitter, at Jim Rome. At Talk Soccer, at Wes Clements 22. Chris gets things started with a nice one here. After yesterday with you two, there's nowhere to go but up. All right, there you go. Yeah, good start. Nowhere to go but up for Aaron Judge with this, the power he displays. But also, Wes, you got to appreciate, this is a guy who puts the ball in play a lot, too. I mean, he strikes out a lot, but he's got a good average. It's not a dude hitting 228.
Well, I think that what Aaron Judge has right now, he's got everybody's attention because he could possibly win the Triple Crown. And what the Triple Crown is, for those you don't know, is leading in RBIs, batting average, and home runs. All right? It is a feat that is very rarely achieved. And he is doing something that keeps people's attention right now that they can say, hey, this dude could win the Triple Crown. What he did last night from a power standpoint, and keep in mind, you know how I look at baseball players and how some, I think, get too much attention and some others don't get enough attention. The attention that Aaron Judge is getting right now is 100% validated. Where he was hitting these balls last night, it was entertaining to see how far they were going. This was a non-competition last night. Nobody was going to beat Aaron Judge. The closest one was Bauer, B-O-U-R, from the Marlins, right, who I predicted off the air, had a chance, and he just happened to run up against Judge. He hit 22, and then Judge had
to... I love it. His prediction loses in the first round,
well, hold on
and
a
it's
second.
Somehow
you
it's
know
magical.
What? Let me just say something. I mean, that is absolutely ridiculous, number one, the format.
Look,
how
I've
can
got...
you hit 22 home runs, and then you don't get to play anymore?
I had the Bengals winning the Super Bowl last year. They just ran up against it. Well, they didn't make the playoffs,
okay,
but
eight,
come on.
How does this make sense? Eight contestants, you hit 22 home runs, so you beat six other contestants, but yet... Because you face Judge in round one, you don't get to play anymore?
So
ridiculous.
So on Sunday, when the Cardinals lose to the Reds 9-7, well, they scored seven runs. They should have won 20 games that day in baseball.
That analogy sucks.
He lost.
No, he did. There's eight contestants. He hit 22 home runs.
How do we not know the other contestants would have maybe beaten him
they
knowing
didn't.
They would have had to hit more
Excuse
home runs?
Excuse me. They didn't. They did not.
Oh, my goodness. You don't play a lot of fantasy football, do
you?
Yeah,
don't worry about facts. Who cares about facts nowadays?
Well, the fact is, you don't. Did you just actually try to explain to everyone what the Triple Crown is? Like, as if we don't, you know, it's the top batting average. Uh-huh. Thanks, Wes. Really appreciate that. What next are you going to mansplain to us here at the Jim Rome Show?
Oh, that's right. My bad. I forgot that you coach first base.
That's right.
That
coach, my life in the dugout.
Team.
I'm a champion.
Yeah, my bad.
I should have brought that ring in. We should have taken pictures of it.
Well, geez.
After that golf mess, though, I probably would have, I would have lost it in the woods on the way down for sure. Unbelievable. Unbelievable performance by Aaron Judge in that home run hitting contest. Now, clones, remember, when you got the substitute guys in here, right? That's the bottom line. That means you can play. It's your opportunity. 800-636-8686. 800-636-8686. But a word of caution to the clones, if you're going to go hit the phone lines, I've got the red card handy in the back pocket, like a good referee should. Just be alert to that, okay?
And it applies to golf.
Yeah, well, be alert to it. That's all I'm going to say. Hit us up on Twitter, at Jim Rome, at Talk Soccer, or at Wes Clements 22. He's Wes Clements. I'm Dave Denholm. This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Radio. Dave Denholm and Wes Clements in for the great Jim Rome here on CBS Sports Radio. Rome at haveatake.com is the email to get involved. The phone number, 800-636-8686. Twitter, hit us up, at Jim Rome, at Talk Soccer, or at Wes Clements 22. And we've got a few flying in. Here's one from at Doc Diggy. Holy crap, Romy. I know that sucks is not a take, but nothing else adequately describes these two hosts.
Love you, too.
Love you, too, Cody. I'm sorry. At Duck Diggy. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, nice. This one is this one's reference to me being, frankly, a champion. I won a ring while coaching in minor league baseball from at Kevin J. Kelly 8. Says, I don't care what people say, but Dave is still a champion. Signed, Dwight Howard.
No matter how the season ends, you know, I'm still a champion. I won't let anybody tell me anything different.
If you put that ring that you have on the cement outside, when it got past 90, it would melt.
Oh, you stop.
It would melt.
Oh, I know.
Just like the Wicked Witch.
I know. You're, let's see, what the
yeah,
Nicaraguan was... Baseball League that you won in ring has got 80 diamonds in it, Wes?
would be the Pacific Coast League. That would be.
The PCL, was that one of those Super Bowl-like rings
One of those rings I cannot find.
Unbelievable. Oh, yeah. They're so special. You lose the ring. You lost it on the golf course gambling, I'm sure. Not with me, by the way.
It's at some pawn shop.
Did you see, here's the worst part of last night. We're talking about, and I'm starting to get a little ticked.
Go ahead.
If I can be honest, I like to have fun here. on the Jim Rome Show. But now I'm getting a little edge to me about this. People are coming down on me, some friends, alleged friends even, off of, you know, Twitter and everything, on my phone, blowing up during the break, getting a lot of tweets at Talk Soccer about this, how can you say you didn't watch the Home Run Derby and you're talking about it? That's the point of Aaron Judge. He's bigger than the event now, right? And he only magnified that by doing what he did in the Home Run Derby. I don't even have to see it to be hearing about it from everybody. That is pretty special because the Home Run Derby is essentially worthless. It's good entertainment, nothing wrong with that, but there's nothing to it other than just entertaining yourselves like Adam and Wes were doing. But I didn't even need that, Wes, to hear about this guy and the performance he had. That's what makes it such a big story.
Well, you heard about it because of me and Hawk.
Well, but that's everybody else is talking about it, too. It's not just you guys firing tweets at me way too late, way past my bedtime.
Well, again.
8:47.
8:47. 8:47.
Yes.
You can't be proud of that.
You know what, Wes? I like to get up early enough to get to work on time, unlike some of the people in the studio. Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to, look, Kitty's got claws. You people are going to come after me. The claws are going to come out. That's all I'll say. I try to have a good time here until you just take it too far. Kitty has got claws. Be careful. Did Adam Hawk melt down on the course yesterday and break a club? I'm going to be teasing a little Twitter pic coming out. Just a little verifiable proof on something there. But
I also have some proof of how you scored yesterday of over 100.
Yes.
I have a video
that's
that
out as well.
How.
Wes will be leading that at Talk Soccer for me, at Wes Clements 22. Those are coming up. But this celebrity softball game.
Absolutely. Wes. One of the
you
best things I've ever
seen. Oh.
Absolutely. The celebrity softball game is led off by the iconic Hall of Famer, one of the best, if not the best, leadoff hitter of all time in MLB, Ricky Henderson, pitch one against facing Jenny Finch, a iconic softball player and pitcher. By the way, went to University of Arizona.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Just had to throw that
not
in.
Not Arizona State.
And first pitch leaves the yard. It reminds everybody about what we were talking about yesterday. We remember players like Ricky Henderson. For what he did. He stole bases. That's a lost art nowadays in today's game.
Yeah, ironically, they don't do it in the celebrity softball game. Go
well,
figure.
You don't need to. I mean, they
that
hit.
Was just Ricky being Ricky on that 14-mile-an-hour moon ball.
And hold on.
She threw at him.
Hold on. It even gets better. How about Joey Chestnut? Joey Chestnut, who's devoured arguably over 1,000 hot dogs this year already, gets a hit in the softball game.
Joey Chestnut, a man after my own stomach. Speaking of devour, we did have one guy show up, Wes, that, you know, look, this is the area where I can tell the joke because, right? I can talk about this guy. I literally said Fudge Rodriguez. Pudge Rodriguez, but it really fits that Pudge is his name really does do him some justice, right? And again, fat guy can tell this joke. I'm there. I'm living it.
But the fact that Pudge likes obviously some Krispy Kreme about seven times a day.
He's a man can't after my own heart. That. Yeah, I got no problem with that.
You can relate to that.
He's not fat. He's just harder to throw in the back of a van and kidnap. Absolutely.
Well, you have to roll him in now instead of walk in. That's all.
Right.
I mean, Pudge turned into Fudge and, you know.
Hey, and again, I got no beef with that. But, you know, and isn't he's going into the Hall of Fame.
July 28th to July 31st
wow.
is the Hall of Fame induction this year. And you would like to think, for one time in your life, you might want to look as close as you can to how you looked when you played.
I might even try to drop a couple of ounces before that if I was Pudge Rodriguez. And you know how much I love the food.
Yeah, that would take you a month
exactly,
to
a
drop
couple ounces,
two
yeah.
ounces. That would take you a month.
Oh, man.
But he has seriously beefed up, and I don't need anybody to say. Pudge is not the tallest figure, so when you're tall, you have an advantage. When
yeah.
you gain weight, you can actually hide it a little bit, but when you're short and you gain weight?
Oh, I know.
Oh,
there's nowhere to hide. Ooh. And by the way, clones, before the you get all crazy, the personal appearance rule has been lifted. We can confirm this from the higher-ups. In the Jim Rome Show, today only, the personal appearance laws and rules and bylaws have been lifted. Yes. Gloves are off. Unless they're used to hold the jelly donut because you don't want to get powder in your hands. That's cool, too. You can wear gloves. Sometimes I do that to protect my clothing. But it's fine. And I'm sure Pudge would be happy with that. He's got no problem with it. We're having fun. At Talk Soccer on Twitter. At Wes Clements 22. Rome at haveatake.com if you want to email us. Or 1-800-636-8686. The number for you clones to come in here and play. And hang out and just do the thing, because we are the substitutes. We are the substitutes in the box here, so we got no problem with that. It is your show. And you can have fun with it as much as you want as well. So, Wes, look, we can talk about celebrity, blah, 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 but Aaron Judge really is a big-time story. And the problem I'm having with people when we talk about, oh, it's such a dead time. You know, we talked a little bit about this. You're missing so much in baseball. And we didn't really dig too deep into it, but Aaron Judge has been phenomenal. And it's just one of many stories in the beautiful game and the pastime of American sports right now.
Well, I think what maybe some fans would not know is that Aaron Judge had an opportunity last year to play, and he hit a buck something, less than 200. He got sent back down. And so I can't relate to him because I never did play in the big leagues, didn't get that opportunity, and I'm not hating. I'm not bitter at all. So just, you know, don't be thinking
that. Doesn't sound like that.
No, don't be thinking. It sounds like Hawk on the golf course yesterday. But with that being said, I think it's a great story because he got sent down and he came back up this year and did when he started to play this year, he hit.
Yeah.
And he has continued to hit. And now, arguably, he is the face of Major League Baseball. Some would argue that Mike Trout could be the most complete baseball player, but the face that people are enamored with right now is somebody that looks like what he's doing. What I mean by that, he's 6'7", 6'8", 280, and this is what people would picture on somebody who can hit a ball 550 feet.
Yeah, this is a guy who should be on a party boat with Rob Gronkowski after they both won the Super Bowl with the Patriots. That's how big this dude looks. I mean,
actually going to happen. I guarantee it. That Rob could be listening right now.
I don't wish that on Aaron Judge, by the way. I'm just saying. He looks like a tight end. He is huge. He looks like a defensive lineman.
Yeah, but
really.
He was recruited in college to play football.
Really?
Yes.
Where at?
I'm not sure where.
I'm sure D1, right?
Look at him. I mean, why would you not? I mean, he obviously is athletic. He can play outfield. He's agile for his size. And you know what? I think that's actually something that's overused. He's just agile.
Yeah.
Not for his size.
No,
he's just an agile. He's a good athlete.
Hit us up on Twitter, like at Turning Utah Blue Now says, do you guys have compromising picks of Jim Rome or what? This is excruciating. The hack off lives. No, we do not. But we do have compromising picks of Adam, the great Adam Hawk. They're coming out at Talk Soccer, at Wes Clements 22. This is the Jim Rome Show.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Dave Denholm on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio, CBSSportsRadio.com. I'm Dave Denholm alongside Wes Clements. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Brands you trust like Brake Best, Brake Best Select, and Wagner Thermo Quiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts you need at a guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. We are rolling here in the jungle. Dave Denholm and Wes Clements, substitute pimps in the box here for the great Jim Rome. Hit us up at emails at rome@haveatake.com. The phone number for you to get into the jungle clones, 800-636-8686. Just be careful. The red card is never too far away in the back pocket there. You can hit us up on Twitter at TalkSoccer or at Wes Clements 22. Like at Rich in the 970 is done. Aaron Judge killed baseballs last night. I killed Alexander Hamilton in 1804. Signed, Aaron Burr. Hashtag historical smack. I like that. It was classy. I don't know. Well, no, not for Aaron Burr, it wasn't, but it was a classy tweet, absolutely. Class it up, clones. Yeah, they don't even know the meaning of the word. I understand that. Wes, this Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather press conference, I mean tour, for lack of a better word, begins today in Los Angeles. Listen to this tour they're having. This is literally, I'm not making this up. They're doing a press conference today in Los Angeles, in our neck of the woods. Wednesday in Toronto, Thursday in New York, Friday in London.
Mm-hmm.
Pumping up this fight. Now, that's insanity.
Why?
That is a lot of dates back to back to back here.
Hold on. There is a boatload, truckload of money waiting for both of these. If that's what you, the price to pay for the money that these dudes are going to be making, sign me up.
And isn't really what this fight is all about is press conferences beforehand, realistically? It's not really about a fight.
This fight is about money.
Yeah.
That's all it's about.
And in fact, they're selling tickets, Wes, to these press conferences. And the one at Staples Center in Los Angeles sold out.
Okay. If you buy a ticket, if you pay to listen to something that you could see for free online, I don't know where you...
You might have too much money. I don't know. I'm not saying that's the case. We don't know everybody's situation. If you're buying tickets to a press conference for a fake made-up fight, what's next? Where does it end?
Wait, what is fake about this fight?
It's a sham. It's a circus.
So they're not going to hit each other? No contact? It's not fake. It's not WWF.
Well, I know one guy is going to hit the other. I'm not sure, but the other way around.
It's not a fake fight.
Is he going to land a glove on Mayweather? What's at stake? They're stealing money from you, sports fan. That's it. That's all they're doing. It's a money grab.
No, this thing has to happen. It has to happen.
Why?
Do you remember when they were saying Ronda Rousey had an opportunity? Remember?
Yes, of course. That was absurd.
That was absurd, all right? This one is at least man versus man.
Yeah, everybody was claiming Rousey could beat Floyd Mayweather in an MMA fight.
And you know that McGregor is going to have the style of Mike Tyson, which is when Mike Tyson was at his prime, what did he do? He just went directly at somebody, bullied them, and hit them.
Well, I hope McGregor doesn't have to cut weight before this, because we know what happens when Mike Tyson gets hungry in the ring. I actually watched a replay of that the other day. It was, when he takes that chunk of the ear of Evander Holyfield.
Yeah, but how about Evander acted like, hey, you just bit my ear.
He was like, oh, wow,
and now
I felt something
continued,
slightly.
Yeah, but all he did is just made him more angry and continued
Absolutely.
To beat some
Touched
more
it,
ass.
Saw a lot of blood and just went back to work. That's a tough guy right there.
But people want to see this, though. They really want to see this because boxers and the boxing fans, aficionados, want to separate themselves from McGregor's sport.
You're right in the sense that people do want to see it, but they also want to see these press conferences because this could be much better, actually, than what happens in the ring. These press conferences could be way more of a show. In fact, here's a Dana White talking about what's going down here with this stuff.
It's going to be a f-ing shit show. You know that. Absolute show. So, who know? I don't know, man. It's going to be crazy.
I'm sorry, Dana. I didn't catch all of that.
Yeah, what did he say?
Yeah, one more time.
It's going to be a f***ing shit show. You know that. Absolute show. So, who know? I don't know, man. It's going to be crazy.
Was there like a delivery truck that was backing up in there? We gotta hit that again.
It's going to be a f***ing shit show.
There was. Okay. A bread delivery going on at the Dana White press conference.
I could figure it out if that's Dana White or Adam Hawk.
Yeah, that was the Brinks truck backing up for McGregor and Mayweather. 9 figures each, we suspect, on that. Holy cow. That is unbelievable. Steve wants to email in at rome@haveatake.com. Personal appearance ban is lifted. I'm also lifted right up over the back of my head. Regard Meg Ryan. Oh, now cut it out.
Jeez.
That's just going too far. We're not finishing that one.
Stop it.
God.
How about the price, though, for this?
It's pay-per-view came out. The price
yeah, this
came
is
out.
Nice, isn't it? This is beautiful. For those you don't know, the pay-per-view came out, and the price, they say, it's $89 for standard definition and $99 for high def. Now, that is kind of like, for me, going into a gas station where they actually have a service guy that comes out and say, would you like water or would you like gas in your car?
Would you like water in your car for $3 a gallon or gas for $3.19 a gallon?
This is absolutely absurd and embarrassment to them.
Yeah.
The promoters should be embarrassed for actually putting this out there.
Who's the person on earth that's going to save $10 to watch this in standard def?
Somebody in Montana that's on a hill that comes and leaves their house once every 2 months.
The Unabomber is what you're saying, essentially. Might be the guy who pays for standard def for this out in a backwoods cabin plotting against the United States government, right? That's the guy. That's the one guy who might pay.
Somebody in Nome, Alaska.
All I know, Wes, is $99 for HD and $89 too much for standard definition, right? It's $89 too much for SD for this fight. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it should be 99 and 10.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's crazy. Hey, if you want to join us in the jungle, 800-636-8686 to do what Christopher Walken has done. Joining us in the jungle. Welcome, Christopher.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. First time, long time. Look, I have to say, unfortunately, watching the Knicks has been worse than watching the last 10 years of Nicolas Cage's acting career. It's terrible. But hey, it could be worse. I could be a Cubs fan. I mean, congratulations, Cubs, on winning your first World Series this side of the Old Testament. But, I mean, look at you now. You suck. Who do you think you are, winning a championship and then doing terrible? The Broncos? But hey, you know, gentlemen, I hope you're having a great day. I hope you have a great show. Before I say goodnight, Moon, to you, War Fatboy Slim and Unwar Zach in the sad land of candy asses, I'll be damned if he makes it to the smack off. You know, Zach, I bet you look like Ray Liotta at the end of Goodfellas. You're paranoid. You're sweating profusely, looking for helicopters over your shoulder. Only surefire way to guarantee you keep that ticket is to hide it up your ass. That's all I got. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Christopher Walken joining us in the jungle. I got to say, Luke and Fort Collins, you're better. You're much better as a Jersey Shore guy trying to do Christopher Walken than you are as Luke and Fort Collins here on the show. So not bad. Not bad. 800-636-8686. 800-636-8686. Wes, I have tried to delay this as long as I could, but we have to. We've got to set it up. But we already tweeted out a picture of our fearless producer here taking out some aggressions. If you want to see that picture, it's at Talk Soccer. But Wes, golf at Costa Mesa Country Club yesterday was, well, quite a show.
Actually was. Do you want me to set up and preface how this all started?
Yes, if you can do this within the show time.
That would be difficult. But we're on a par 5 hole, and Adam Hawk hit his drive to the right.
A little bit, yeah.
To the right, and he hit his second shot. He was trying to pinpoint his shot through trees. It didn't get through there. So it hit the tree and went directly on the other side of the fairway. And Hawk comes out and said, "Where'd it go? Where is it? Where is it?" So we said, "It's way over there." And Hawk says two words, "Right there." And then the 5-iron ended up shattering
into the sycamore.
Yeah,
absolutely. Shatters the 5-iron. Literally, bark from the sycamore tree went farther than Adam Hawk shot on that hole.
But I think
he took a chunk out of that tree, and the bark actually went farther than his golf ball in that shot.
But I don't think what Adam could see is what we all saw. We stopped in our tracks because he scared us.
Yeah,
that
was a little bit of a Bruce Banner, Incredible Hulk kind of moment with Adam Hawk. You don't see that an awful lot out of this guy.
Yeah, that was like somebody injected him with something at that point in time, and he was turning into somebody else.
Yeah, check out the picture. I tweeted it out at Talk Soccer of the 5-iron did nothing wrong, right? I mean,
absolutely
it was not
nothing.
The 5-iron's fault on that one. But Adam, now that was a highlight, to be sure, Wes. But lest you think you're going to go out unscathed here, my friend, is there anything, I want to ask you, Clones, is there anything worse than playing golf with guy who pretends not to care while playing golf? And that is you, Wes Clements.
Just listen, Clones. I need some support.
This is absolutely you, 100%. Guy goes up to tee box, you know, not even looking around, doesn't even take a practice swing, uses like a broken tee on the tee box. Guy goes up to actually attempt an eagle putt from 4 feet or less.
It wasn't four.
And it was probably closer.
A foot.
A foot away using a sand wedge and ends up three putting with the sand wedge. And that practically drove me and Adam Hawk to drink right there. I mean, it was Coors Light and, well, for me, Diet Coke time. That bad. Is there anything more annoying than playing with, and he pretends not to care about golf.
Excuse me, this is playing with three of your good friends, all right? Just roll with it. I get it, all right? I see your face. This is playing golf with three of your buddies, Clones, right? And you obviously know you're better than the other three. So you're not going to go up there and act like you care. you're going to not make them feel as comfortable as they possibly can. Am
no,
I wrong?
That's not,
am
no,
I wrong?
No.
You guys know. Listen, no, you guys
not,
know.
Look, let's put it this way. Not when you put a wager on it. It's classless.
Oh, yeah, big time wager.
It's classless.
A total of $15.
To act like you're taking it easy on guys you're wagering with.
You golfers know what I'm talking about. You don't do anything on a golf course.
Oh, here we go. You former players know what I'm talking about.
I didn't
about.
Say former anything. I said you golfers.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Like, we're not golfers.
This is the context we're talking about. We're talking about golf. And you golfers out there and you clones that can play golf better than Dave Denholm, which is 99.9% of you, you guys know that you will never alienate the players that you're with. You're not going to act like you care. You're not.
Well, you
it's
should.
It's called respect.
Have some respect for the game.
Oh, no. You're
a former baseball player with all these unwritten rules, which we should be writing down somewhere.
There are unwritten
rules. Yeah, bring in a sand wedge to try to hit an eagle putt.
And?
Honestly, this is not a lie. I saw the greatest golf shot I've ever seen live yesterday.
It was pretty good.
From Wes Clements. And I'm not...
270.
I'm not making this up. 270 to within a foot. From the fairway, Wes Clements.
And which from the fairway they thought I had gone
and
in.
And we did. We thought it rolled in because we were 300 yards away. He goes up. It would have been an albatross. He's going up for the eagle, and he putts with a sand wedge, clones. A sand wedge, and pulls it in three putts for a par.
There's more to life than an eagle.
Oh, what a
I value the camaraderie in the group. I value much more, and I value your friendship. I could lose you as a friend
jerk.
If I make the eagle putt, because you'll never play with me again.
Well,
think about it.
Look, again, I've delayed this as long as I can, clones. Yeah, I was the donkey on the day on the scorecard. 109 plus 39 over par for yours truly, Dave Denholm.
Well, the clones, I do want to interrupt you real quick. Clones, would you like me to tweet out a video of
let's ask.
Dave Denholm's
They're gonna say no.
swing yesterday? Well, it was a swing and miss, and then a swing and an advancement of all of 4 yards, and then another swing where he almost broke his wrist. Would
yes.
you like that video?
No, we would not. I can speak for them.
Well, should I, Adam Hawk, tweet that one out? I will tweet it out now. I've been permission to use my phone.
My scorecard looks ridiculous. It looked like, honestly, I would have been happy with a lot of these frames in bowling. Based on my scorecard, there was enough eights, enough nines that I would have been like, you know what? This is a pretty good bowling score. Not bad. I made an eight. I had a par three go awry. I had an eight. Yeah, that wasn't even the worst of it. A nine. My par fives. You know how everybody's supposed to tear apart the par fives? There's four par fives on this course, Wes. I was 11 over par on the par fives.
Stay hot. I mean, that was actually a positive for you.
Some of those were my better holes. And yet, even I drained a birdie, right? Drilled it.
It was beautiful.
Absolutely nailed it.
Well, I will say this. Your touch on the greens with putting is off the charts. I mean, nobody hits a golf ball more solid with a putter than you.
I four-putted like three greens, though. They were tough greens.
Well, yeah, but the problem was after 13 holes, and I will tell you this, clones, fast greens where we played. Now, at hole 13, Dave Denholm has a 10-foot putt. He puts it 20 feet past the hole and goes, man, these greens are fast.
Yeah.
You would like to think you would make an adjustment after hole two.
But I did not. Tweet us, rome@haveatake.com. Dave, just heard you golfed yesterday. Guess I'll get you next time. Signed, Indiana Jones. Stephen Phoenix unwore the guy who asked how he played, says, I'm down one. I lost two balls, but found one. Oh, man. What a time we had. More on the golf. The All-Star Game. Yes, it's actually happening this evening. 800-636-8686, rome@haveatake.com. At Talk Soccer for me, at Wes Clements 22 for Wes Clements. Dave Denholm and Wes Clements in for Jim Rome. It's the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.